Monday marks the 35th anniversary of the signing of the treaty. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says the treaty provides a political foundation for relations between China and Japan. Hong Lei says it's in line with the fundamental interests of the two sides to maintain a long-term, stable, and friendly relationship. At the same time, the Chinese government says given the current tensions between the two sides, both should be striving for the normal development of bilateral relations. Relations between China and Japan have soured following the Japanese government's move last year to purchase part of the Diaoyu Islands in the East China Sea. The Chinese government's comments also come after Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe went on record saying he would not stop his cabinet ministers from visiting the Yasukuni Shrine this coming Thursday. This marks the day Japan surrendered at the end of the World War II. The shrine in Tokyo, which is dedicated to honoring Japan's war dead, also enshrines 14 convicted Class A war criminals. Visits to the shrine by Japanese politicians are widely seen as an insult to countries in the region which were invaded by Japan during its years of a military expansion. Meantime, Japanese Foreign Ministry has also issued a statement saying the Japanese government remains committed to improving its ties with China. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Kuni Sato says the relationship with China remains one of Japan's most important bilateral ties. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.